dismiss the fact that there was a proposed change to the original tentative agreement. I believe Sergeant Sakosha and Sergeant Antonucci, I truly believe that the intent is there trying to address the concerns of the council members that required. So I do believe and appreciate the fact that there's been some type of communication, some type of trying to sell this, because this is somehow happened to the point where, you know, council really demands to political, and that's the farthest thing when we're about to situation, not just for the tax, not just for the police and the services that's in, but we need to look at the entire contract, all the city services, and that we're looking right into the taxpayer, not just now, but in the future. Given that, this has come before us, and one of my main issues early on was the structural changes. There was talk of structural changes, fundamental changes, and not to dismiss the concessions that the Collegians come forward with. I don't want to dismiss them in any way. Sergeant Henry mentioned that he mentioned $1.4 million come down. And I just want to be factual with that, because $1.2 of it is from vacancies. The actual dollars, and I don't want to dismiss it in any way, are from holding amounts. There's about $400,000 over the course of the contract that the police are coming for, doing this. At the same time though, we also have to look at, that there's also raises. We'll talk about this contract. Right now, the police doesn't have a current, doesn't have any, they won't look at existing contract. This is a rare time to see a crisis, and we have most of our bargaining units having to come to negotiate new contracts. And especially in a very hard economic time. So you get to know a lot about that. You have a concession contract, it's not the same as a negotiating contract or a particular economically, and I really believe that we need to have structural changes, even if it's something going forward in the future. Again, the new models. So, and I don't want this to be taken as this is my, that this will have to be going forward. But when I talk about structural change, we're talking about preserving the economic of this city so that we can have fire and police and every other service going forward, because the taxpayers can't afford these types of benefits. I don't want to have seen any benefits from any of the existing people that signed on. They read the small print. They know the benefits. And if the last hour that it was changed, anything going forward with anyone that's existing in this force. But to preserve the economic state of this city, we need to have structural change, whether they're 20% co-share, the new hires coming in, whether it's eliminating longevity, returning the use of have to come forward. We have to start eliminating these things going forward with new hires. There's no reason why we can't start making it. And those are changes for the future to preserve the services of this city. Now, granted, we are in very tough economic times, and right now, the union, the police union, the thing is coming with some cash up front right now. But the problem is that we can't just keep doing a band-aid when it comes to our fiscal state, because eventually it's going to just cost us more in the end. And that's part of one of my main needs. I'm just one vote, and all I want to see is something. Not only do we want to have a short term plan going forward, which is going to go through, we may not negotiate. I think that we need to not only just try to smoothly solve the problem now, but we also have to look ahead. And everyone has to understand one thing here. Everyone has their own interests. Let's be clear. The union leadership and the union heads, they're there for the interests of their union members. They're there to get the best that they can for their union members. Believe me, I understand when I hear President Antonucci, he says, they're not going to carve out finances, but that's not that's his job. He's elected by the members of the union, and that's who he represents, and that's the interest that he fights for and he defends. And the thing is that we're, as elected officials, we have to look collectively and represent the taxpayer of the city, telling them right now what we're going forward for the future of the city. So everyone has a different interest here. And the point is that we all have to somehow come together and come to a compromise. But this particular contract that's sitting before me, I will not be able to support it because of the structural changes that are involved in it. And I do want to say that I have gotten calls, I've gotten emails, you're not dismissing anything, but it's the long-term effect as well that we have to look at for the city of Cranston. So with that, I would deny, I would be not supporting this contract.